So good morning to everyone. So our last full day together, and this morning we'd like to offer a kind of meditative review of some of the images and similes that we've touched on as a way of hopefully providing kind of a reflective space, maybe, you know, just simply listening, letting it all flow by, noticing maybe, oh yeah, that one, maybe other memories or images, you know, from the week kind of just naturally come up in the spaces. And then we'll have some silence, and then Jaya will kind of set up the day. You probably notice the schedule's a little different, so we want to kind of offer some framing for that. And yeah, so that's the intention. So yeah, please find a comfortable posture, comfortable enough, unless you're already in one, and just settling into being here together. Taking your seat. Opening to sounds, sensations, thoughts, images, and any other phenomena that might arise and pass, appear and disappear. Just noticing how the heart is, how the body is. So just to bring a couple of images from the opening talk, feels like eons ago. So we mentioned the image or simile or idea of refuge, shelter, coming into retreat or coming into practice. Having a sheltering, kind of refuge-like quality to it, perhaps. That's seeing if anything resonates right now around that. What's it like? Or what would it be like? To feel sheltered in the Dharma, sheltered through the practice. sheltered by the companionship of fellow wayfarers. And then also I mentioned the image of a ship of kindness, embarking on a voyage on a ship of kindness that's already here, but also that we help to make or take care of as we voyage together on the ship of kindness. Then on the first morning of the first full day, Jaya brought the image of the wood turner, or a potter, an image with some support for exploring a skillful relationship to our meditation object. And then in the afternoon, during the body scan, I touched on the image of a satellite dish as an image that can maybe express or support the sense of receptive sensitivity, receptive listening, interested. Listening. receiving all of experience. And then in the evening talk of the first day, Jaya brought four images, more the metta, the M-E-T-A view, or sense of practice. First one was path. And the second one was a stream, a river. And the third one was the raft, which has been referred to since building and the travelling across the river using the hands and feet. Last image, the image of the garden, or gardening. So as we go through these images, or they go through us, just noticing, remembering, and letting them go, knowing that we can always bring one back to mind again if we wish to, if it's helpful. But for now, we can meet them. Notice what resonates, if anything, and just let them go. So in the silence, yeah, we can just ponder them or just listen to the wind. So at the beginning of the second day, I brought some of the Buddha's similes for sati and some definitions from contemporary teachers. We'll just share a couple of similes and one of the definitions. So the Buddha likened sati, mindfulness, to climbing a high tower. He also likened it to the diagnostic probe of a surgeon. And finally, one of the more contemporary definitions of mindfulness as being like abiding in a space through which experience flows. And on the afternoon of the second day, Jaya brought the metta practice, M-E-T-T-A, loving kindness practice, and the image of the conch blower as a way of expressing that sense of radiating sound, metta-like sound resonating in all directions. evening talk, we heard some images, similes from the Buddha of the mind disturbed or clear, moving or still, the hindrances, the obscurations, the water clear and still, clouded in different ways, boiling, rippled on the surface, or full of algae or mud, muddy water, or dye. And then on the morning of the third day, Jaya talked about mental states likened to weather. And then in the afternoon, I offered a reflection likening the Brahma-viharas, the cultivation of loving-kindness and compassion, appreciative joy and equanimity being like being in four beautiful rooms. And then in the evening, the third day, Jaya offered some reflections on the similes of the khandhas. There's five aspects or areas of our experience are likened to a lump of foam, a rain bubble, mirage, a banana production, or a magical illusion. And then in the morning of the fourth day, yesterday, we brought some reflections on thoughts and offered a simile, an image from Matthew Ricard. Whatever thoughts arise, let them undo themselves as they form, as a drawing made on the surface of water leaves no trace. shared some reflections and images with our cultivation of equanimity. And the one we wanted to lift up is the image of the tree. The tree, like our friend tree outside, rising up and out above the ground, and also underground, below. Rooted in the earth. And then finally, yesterday evening, the image or the simile of the mind being like a big open space, like the sky, empty, open, unobstructed. So feeling free to let go of all images, just to be present. And just spend a little while longer in the silence, and perhaps pondering one particular image, or again just letting them all go. And you feeling present. And practicing in a way that feels appropriate for you right now.